Happy, happy Monday. This is Dominique Bomonte, and this is Master Mondays, and I am enthusiastic about being with you this morning. It is August the 3rd, 2020. Yes, my friends, we have entered into the month of August. Where has this year gone? 8 months down. And God has been good to us. God has been good to us. Even if just for the simple fact that we are alive and we have survived crisis and pandemic in what is got to be an unprecedented year. Like I'd love to meet someone who can name another year in their lifetime that has been more dramatic than this, right? It's been really crazy, but yet it illuminates the gratitude that I have in my heart for God and what he has done, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. So Master Mondays, what are Master Mondays? First of all, I apologize. I took a month off. I had this goal of posting a podcast every Monday in July. And, you know, life just happens. And sometimes you forget what you purpose in your heart to do. So this month in July, I'm doing better. I'm focused. I'm back. I'm renewed. And I'm just ready to go, you know? And so Master Mondays is essentially an opportunity for us to reflect and to set our intentions for the week and to not become a prisoner of Mondays, but to use Mondays to our benefit. And so I just wanna briefly talk about some personal and professional motivation that might carry you through your week. And I wanna start by reading Proverbs 16 and 3. Proverbs 16 and 3 says this: put God in charge of your work, then what you planned will take place. Put God in charge of your work, then what you planned will take place. The King James Version says, then your thoughts shall be established. And I just want to encourage everyone who is listening to take some time of reflection before the week begins, to set your intentions, to determine in your heart and your mind what kind of week that you plan to have, what kind of successes you plan to have, how you will deal with upcoming stress, what mindset you will be in that will carry you through the week. Then take all that you have purposed in your heart, all that you have thought about, all that you have dreamed about, all that you care about, and give it to the Lord. Because if you cast your cares on him, you will find out how much that he cares for you. So I want to do that for myself on this first Master Monday, to let you know that I'm not just telling you to do something that I personally would not do for myself. And so my goals for the week are pretty expansive. I have some wild goals for this week. And I'll tell you why, because I feel like every day is a gift from God. And I'm cognizant of the fact that if God puts something on your heart and your mind, it's not for you to just ponder it and think about it. He wants us to take action towards the vision that he has for us. And so here I am trying to decide what needs to happen for my week in order for it to be successful. I realize, however, as well, in addition to what I said, I realize that there are some things that are going to happen this week that I won't plan for, that I won't have control over. And so by setting my intentions and bringing what I have to the Lord, what I'm saying is, God, I have a plan, but most assuredly, I'm aligning my plan with your plan. So, Lord, let your will be done. When we were growing up, we used to always have to say, you know, somebody say, well, where are you going tomorrow? And you'd have to say, if the Lord's will, I'll be going X and so. And so I am declaring that if it's the Lord's will, I plan to do four really important things, and then y'all are going to hold me to it. So if you listen to this podcast and you know me, or you want to hit me up on social media and ask me and hold me accountable, please do that. And I'll do the same for you. This week, I'm going to cook at least three times, and I'm going to clean the kitchen as I go. And I'm saying that so when the pandemic first started, I was like, okay, can't go to the grocery store every day, can't eat out, I just didn't know what to do. And so I had become a little bit more domestic than I had planned to be, which is sort of like crazy because I'm 39, entered into my 40s, and like I really need to like not necessarily learn how to do certain things, but do them and build healthy habits around home. And so one of my goals this week is just to cook and clean as I go. That's one of the reasons why I don't like to cook is because I don't like to clean the kitchen. I was tasked with cleaning the kitchen as a child. And so a brother, don't be trying to clean the kitchen. A brother will do anything to get out of cleaning the kitchen, including eating out regularly. The second thing that I am going to be intentional about are my investments, stocks and bonds and retirement. I've become more interested in this as of late, but I have for many years read the Wall Street Journal. And when they stopped providing the print version at Starbucks, and then you couldn't go to Starbucks anymore, the online version just wasn't the same for me. And so because it wasn't the same for me, I kind of like fell back on my Wall Street Journal reading. And I don't have cable, so I can't like watch the, you know, any of the economics related channels on TV. And so I just kind of fall off on that. But I feel like as a person committed and interested in investment, I need to also be committed and interested in reading up and making informed decisions about my plans with regard to investments. I'm going to do that this week. I am going to try my best to be a better student. Let me tell you how my weeks have gone. The week will run me and I will not run the week. And then it'll be Friday and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I need to do my homework for Sunday. And then I'll do my homework for Sunday on Sunday shortly before the deadline. And I have actually mastered that system. So it's not that it hasn't worked for me. It has worked for me. It's just that how awesome would it be to just have a Sunday free of struggle because I have decided to be intentional and work before I have to work to get my schoolwork done. So some of you might know I'm in a seminary at Fuller, and I'm in my third or fourth year. I have no idea. Like hopefully my last year, because this is crazy. And so I'm trying to figure that out, and I need to just finish, right? Just start it and get it done early. That's my goal. Okay. I think, so I got two more. The other thing is that, and this is sort of like an overarching thing, but I really want to become more intentional about my spaces. And it's not necessarily like, well, I just want to become more intentional about my spaces. Like, it's interesting that, and I love hotels. I love like travel, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that next. But like, I realized that what I like most about them is that they represent this escape from like, the things that, I mean, it's just like a clean slate to an extent. And I'm not sure why I need that all the time, but I feel like I do need it all the time. And a part of it might be that I just have never had a true dedication for my space. I don't know what it is. And I will admit that I bought a couch a year and a half ago that is still in the plastic. Do you hear me? It is still in the plastic. And actually bought a rug maybe last week, because if I should take the couch out of the plastic, I'm gonna put that rug right in front of it, but then I need some other things. And so I'm gonna become more intentional about my space. And I think that like when we honor the things that we have, I think it pleases the Lord, right? Because it's one thing to say, oh, I'm grateful for what I have. And I want God to know. And I think it's another thing to show God that you're grateful for what you have by the way that you treat it. I think about like just growing up as a kid and like the enthusiasm for getting new things for Christmas and other holidays, and for my parents and parental figures to be like, but I got you this last year, you didn't do anything with it. I wonder if God sometimes thinks that way. Like, I wonder if he looks down and watches the things that we do with the things that he has given us and then know, you need to you don't take care of what you have. And so I'm not sure if I'm gonna give you something new. So Lord, I want something new, but most of all, I want you to know that I appreciate the things that I already have. I really, really do. The final thing is, so like guys, ladies and gentlemen, friends, foes, whoever is listening, if you're a foe and you listen to this, God bless you. You are a manifestation of what the Bible says that are, yeah, okay, let me quit. I like realized, and this is sort of have been, this has been like really crazy for me. I had never realized how passionate I was about travel until it was no longer an option for me. Literally, I love traveling. In the last 5 to 6 to 10 years, like whether I had a career that involved traveling or I had enough money so that I didn't need a career that involved traveling, like traveling has been an integral part of my life. I love hotels. I love getting on planes. I love going to new places. I love rental cars. I love like everything surrounding travel. I love new places. I love going to new places and going to the same old places that I go to and old places. I love like the idea of like going to a Starbucks in a new city. Like I love going to the Nordstrom Rack in a random town across America. For me, that gives me joy. And I didn't realize how much I love travel again until it was no longer an option for me. During this quarantine, I did something really, really crazy. I decided, like in the middle of the core of the pandemic, that I was going to get on a plane and quarantine with my family for a couple of days. What I realized though is that they, just like myself, were overwhelmed with family and work, and they didn't necessarily have like a whole bunch of time to spend with me. And so I had to figure out other things to do that didn't involve people, because we had to be 6 feet away from people. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Seattle was not on on the same level as California, and so there were some things that I could not do. When I tell you all, it was the best trip that I have ever had. I went to about 20 parks. I went to the lake to do my work. I worked, during the day, and then in the evening I would discover new things. I would have never had the opportunity to do that had I not decided to take the risk to do what I love. And since then, it's like, oh my gosh. Like, I don't have to actually get on the plane. There are so many places, just like in Seattle, when I was discovering all those new parks, there's so many places that I have never gone before. So that was like something that I was carrying, that enthusiasm, that hope for the future, that hope for traveling again. And the Lord had been putting that on my heart. And all of a sudden, I was like, I'm gonna start a travel blog. And I couldn't sleep one night because I deal with some unable to sleep challenges, like some real ones where it's like 9 o'clock and you can't sleep, and then it's midnight, you still haven't slept, and then you turn around to like this purpose in your heart to sleep, and then it's just 5 a.m. and you're like, forget it. Like, I got some insomnia that's crazy. One night I stayed up, I organized my photos in my iPhone to reflect all the places that I traveled to. And I just started an Instagram. And I started an Instagram, and the name was also available on Facebook and Twitter. So I started a Twitter, a Facebook, and an Instagram page. I already have a website. And I started just showing the pictures of places that I have gone. And it's not, it didn't like crack. I'm not a famous like travel influencer of like today, but I thank God because unloading those things and sharing those beautiful pictures and the things that I have seen and done has been so freeing for me, right? It's like the things that I have been doing have not been in vain. I get to share them with somebody else. And so I want my goal is to continue to build upon that and not to be discouraged by, you know, last night I was listening to some podcasters talk about like all the things that you need to do to prepare if you're going to be a travel influencer. And they were listing all these things that, quite frankly, I just don't have time to do, right? I'm going to make some time to do some of them. But there was some stuff I was like, okay, I'm not going to be emailing and begging nobody for nothing. I don't want nothing for free necessarily. I just want to enjoy what I enjoy in a happy way. So anyway, I just that like passion for like the whole traveling thing like really woke something up in me. And that it so I got two things that I want to talk to you all about as far as just mastering your Monday. And the first thing is the importance of starting something, continuing something, and finishing something. Like when God gave me the interest in doing the travel influencer stuff, like I didn't do anything with it. I just was like, yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool. I looked at what other people were doing and then I moved on to something else, right? I didn't start it because I was afraid that I had this thing in my mind where like, if you start something, you have to like everything else around it has to be established. And sometimes when God puts stuff in your heart, you just got to do it with what you got at the moment, right? And so I didn't realize how much I had to start what I started until I decided to start. And so I want to impress upon your heart, if there's that thing in your heart that you've been thinking about, that you've been praying about, just find a way to start. The second thing is to continue something. If you got a project that you started and that you haven't finished, maybe you're in the middle, maybe you got discouraged along the way, guess what? One of the greatest motivations is looking at something that you started and then continuing it and then watching its progress, right? That's one of the greatest things to see, to feel like you have accomplished something because something that you started is coming to fruition. And then finally, like finish something. It's one thing to start it. It's easier to start things sometimes. Sometimes it's easier to continue things, but the power is really in finishing. If you can enjoy the liberty and the freedom and the happiness of a finished product, if you can think about one thing or two things or three things that you finished that worked out for you and you could ride that wave into finishing a new project this week, oh my goodness, you will not be disappointed. You will reflect back on your week and say, this week was not in vain. There was something that I started that I finished. The other piece is you hear, I'm a church kid, and all of my life I have heard people say stuff like set the atmosphere or get ready, talking about the things that we can do in preparation for experiencing God's power and experiencing God's joy. And I was thinking about this from the concept of a very well-known story in the Bible where Jesus is going to Jerusalem for the Passover and he goes into the temple and he sees that the merchants are there, the money changers, those who have responsibility for changing the Greek and Roman money to Jewish money, they're there and they're manipulating the people. And Jesus has a manifestation of anger and disconcert, and he begins to, at least what we say is he begins to turn over the tables and he says, you guys got to get out of here because you've made the temple a den of thieves and that's not going to happen. And I was thinking about that, and what God was doing is that he was shifting the atmosphere. He was refocusing the temple for its original purpose. He was saying that no longer are we going to be using the temple as something to manipulate and to hurt for a purpose that it was not intended to mean. And I started thinking about all the spaces that God has given me and what he has intended for them to be. And I want to encourage you this week that one of the things that you can do to honor yourself and to honor God is to take a consideration of the spaces around you and think about what they have become, and think about the opportunity, the gift of a new week that we have to determine that we are going to make those spaces what they are originally intended for. Well, give me an example, because I'm feeling like a little, I got a little preacher in my throat because I'm feeling real good. An example would be, maybe it's your bedroom and you are married and you are married and you are married, and there used to be love there. There used to be a genuine interest in spending time there, and because of the stuff in there, because of the relationship, because of those things, it's not the place that it used to be. God is saying, shift the atmosphere, restore the original intent and purpose of that room. Maybe you used to love being in your office at work. It was a place where you enjoyed it. You were at the best space in creativity and productivity. And then over time, you fell out of love with the work because of people and things and deadlines. And there is this opportunity to restore that original love that you used to have. Maybe that is joining a professional society, going to a webinar. Maybe it's your home office where you just have to declutter some things so that you can use that space for its original intention. God wants us to do that. Maybe it's a friendship and things have fallen off because you've gone in different directions. Maybe one friend has kids and another friend doesn't. Maybe there are some things that you no longer have in common, but you still hold space together. Find a way to reminisce about the past, about the foundation for which the friendship is built on. If football makes you happy, order yourself some new gear for the new year. Get ready for what is to come, if there will be football, because, you know, these athletes and these athletic departments and stuff are tripping. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we have the power to shift things back to the way that they need to be. Just like Jesus did when he went into the temple, he's like, nah, it's not gonna be this way anymore. We're going back to the original intention of this space. And for me, I'm making that declaration in my own house, in my own life, in my own car, in my own office. First, that first declaration is, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But that second declaration is that I'm not going to live in spaces and allow for things and stresses and worries to redefine the places that I occupy, right? I'm going to redefine them by going back to their original intention. I remember when I moved into this house, how much I loved it, how much I wanted it, how much I fought to get to a place where I could afford the mortgage. And now that I've had it for years, I'm gonna put some paint on the wall. I remember when I first got this dinette set and I was so happy, and I had put my new china out and I was thinking and dreaming about what it would be like to host Thanksgiving here. Well, I'm gonna dust this table off and wipe it off. I'm gonna go get some fresh flowers and put on the table because I'm proud of the gift that God has given me. And I wanna go back to the original intention for this space so that I could enjoy it the way that I used to enjoy it. The same is true for our relationship with Jesus Christ. Sometimes we have to just pull the curtain back, and we have to go back to our first love. Remember what God is saying through John in Revelation when he's talking to one of the churches. He says, the problem is that you've forgotten your first love. You used to be so excited and so enthusiasm, and you had so much joy about the things that you did, and now you don't anymore. It's time for us to reinvigorate. It's time for us to recollect. It's time for us to reflect. It's time for us to go backwards to figure out where along the line we lost the joy that we used to have for the things and the spaces and the people that occupy our lives. If we can do that, oh my goodness, and this is not a long term, yeah, I'll do that next month. We can do that this week. We can be intentional about the week that we have. It starts, however, with mastering your Monday. Have a blessed day. Let me just say this prayer for those that are listening. Father God in heaven, we thank you, Father, for this opportunity. We thank you that you've allowed us to live in the land of the living. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for the breath that is in our lungs, Father. We thank you, God, that you allowed us to have our eyes and our ears and our heart and our feeling and our touches, all the senses that you have allowed us. And Father, we take those five senses, Father, into the week, Father, and we ask, God, that you would allow us to hear and to see and to touch and to feel, Father, and to be present, Father, and to know, Father, that we have the power to control and to change everything around us. We thank you for the example that you give us in your word, where you shifted the atmosphere. And Father, we shift the atmosphere in our life. We make intentional decisions, Father. We decide that we're going to do what Proverbs 16:3 says. We're going to put you in charge of our work. And Father, then we're going to watch you establish our thoughts. We thank you. We love you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.